This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And Bjarni is here once again. Hello.
Hi, góðan dag.
So, we're talking about potatoes today.
Já.
And the way in which they have grown and have been growing during this summer. The story from the end of July about the potatoes in Iceland as they grow. And we'll start here just under the photograph of some potatoes, which I think are still growing by the looks of it. They're a bit small and pink, aren't they, in the photograph there. The text coming all the way from start to finish and then line by line as ever. So, take it away, Bjarni.
Já, takk fyrir. Bændur taka upp kartöflur í sumar. Kartöflurnar eru mjög góðar. Bændur vinna öðruvísi með kartöflurnar en áður. Þess vegna eru kartöflurnar betri. Veðrið var skrítið í vor. Það var heitt í maí, það var kalt í júní. Kartöflurnar uxu samt vel. Gunnlaugur Karlsson er forstjóri hjá sölufélagi garðyrkjumanna. Gunnlaugur segir að sumarið byrji vel. Bændur tóku fyrstu kartöflurnar upp 7. júlí í Auðsholti. Kartöflurnar voru ekki góðar í fyrra. Veðrið var vont. Bændur breyttu því hvernig þeir vinna með kartöflurnar. Þess vegna eru kartöflurnar betri núna. Gunnlaugur segir Kartöflurnar eru viðkvæmar. Kartöflurnar geymast bara í nokkra daga. Það eru 700 grömm í hverjum poka. Pokarnir eru litlir. Þá minni hætta á að kartöflurnar skemmist. Bændur flokka allar kartöflur áður en þær fara í búðir. Gunnlaugur ánægður með kartöflurnar. Gunnlaugur segir að rauðu kartöflurnar séu mjög fallegar. Bændur vinna betur með kartöflurnar núna. Það skiptir líka miklu máli hvernig kartöflurnar geymdar. Kartöflurnar góðar fram á næsta sumar.
So let's go back to the start of this story about the potatoes. And straight away, really, we want to just pick up on a little pronunciation point here, which you might have missed if you were just to read this for the first time. The way that the word kartöflur is being pronounced, it's not kartöflur.
Exactly, yeah.
Because?
Because if you have an FL in the inside, in the middle of the word,
yes,
then it turns normally to BL.
Which is why we say Keflavik.
Exactly.
And not Keflavik.
Yes.
We're talking about the airport.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. It's just the same phenomenon.
Thing. Okay,
yeah.
So bear that in mind as we head through this story line by line.
Mm-hmm. Bændur taka upp kartöflur í sumar. Farmers are, well, we say it simply taking up from the ground, but would we say harvesting for potatoes?
You could say harvesting or picking.
Picking, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly.
And interestingly, when we talk about recording these episodes of Oithskulith,
yes,
we say taka up.
Yeah, that's exactly true, yeah, because yeah. for a recording session is also taka up.
Yes.
Yeah. we see it, the sound going up to the tape.
Yes.
In some way, exactly. And here, but this is very literally because, of course, you pick them up from the ground.
Yes.
It's tree, like if you like, or it's plant of the potato. So, yeah, so they are picking up the potatoes this summer. And actually interesting that, yeah, we have this word kartabla in singular and kartöflur in plural that we got from Danish, kartoffel. And they got it from German, kartoffel also. And I actually looked it up because I was thinking, yeah, and then of course we have the potato, patata and all that. The other word you could say that is more Latin one.
Yes.
But I actually found out that this comes from Italian though, and is actually linked with the truffle.
Okay.
Because when they got potatoes in the beginning, they linked it with the truffle, but they call it tarufulo. Looking like a truffle, because a dark potato cannot be be a bit truffle-like.
If it's dark enough, I suppose.
Yeah. and then that got mixed up to Germany.
Right.
And changed to Kartoffeln. So from the Tarofulo to Kartoffeln. And then it has moved, and that's the, you could say, the Nordic word right. also for potatoes.
So lots of languages involved yes. in this journey.
Exactly. And the funny thing, because like we have mentioned before, we have had many committees trying to find Icelandic words,
yes.
proper Icelandic words for many things. And actually we have an Icelandic word for the potato that nobody uses.
Go that, us.
Yeah. And that's
out from Iceland.
Yeah, and that's the word, and that's actually linked to French, funny yes. enough. Because the Icelandic real Icelandic word, if you like, is jarðepli.
Earth apple.
Earth apple.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
pomme de terre.
Yes.
In French. The earth, the apples from the earth.
Who would have thought the humble potato could inspire so many
Yeah, but
ways of description.
But of course, like we all know, the potato has saved quite a lot of meals.
Yes.
So for many people, and for Iceland, it was a God gift, mm. like for the Irish and for everybody, mm. to start to cultivate potatoes yes. because it saved a lot and gave so much and so on. But the jarðepli idea didn't go through at
no.
all. So you never see you, you never see that. We just say kartöflur. Yeah. Kartöflurnar eru mjög góðar. The potatoes are very good or of good quality.
Mm.
Bændur vinna öðruvísi með kartöflurnar en áður. Farmers work differently with the potatoes than before. Þess vegna eru kartöflurnar betri. Therefore, the potatoes are better. Because exactly, even though the potato is maybe not a high rank, well, thing in the kitchen, you could say it's a very primitive thing, you would think. It needs care, like everything.
Mm.
And also, like, they come into it, weather conditions and storing conditions. Of course, they matter, even though it's a simple cultivation. Veðrið var skrítið í vor. The weather was weird this spring. Funny to say that in Iceland, but that's more the norm, maybe. Það var heitt í maí, it was warm in May, og það var kalt í júní, it was cold in June. Kartöflurnar uxu samt vel. The potatoes, they grew, it's the verb vaxa that turns into uxu in the past
okay.
tense. Yeah, it's a strong verb. They grew, nevertheless, well. Gunnlaugur Karlsson forstjóri hjá sölufélagi garðyrkjumanna. Mr. Gunnlaugur Karlsson, he is the president or CEO at, and it's a quite a long and old name of this, and it's chopped up for us also there, sölufélag garðyrkjumanna, or you can also just say SFG, that's the co-op of agricultural, so farmers in vegetables
yes.
and greeneries, etc. Yeah. And this is a very old company that was like a monopoly at the time in Iceland, that, you know, every farmer that did harvest some vegetables sent all stuff to this center in Reykjavik, and they sold it again to the stores. But now it's much more loosened up, but still this is one of the biggest ones in, so Icelandic vegetables and potatoes goes through the SFG.
And again, when you see dots
yes.
or points uh-huh. between some of the different syllables, that's just for reading comprehension. They don't exist in the word,
no,
do they?
No, exactly. It's just yeah. to let us see, like here, sölu and félag, sales and association, garð, garden, yrkju, cultivating, manna, men. Just to see, you know, the stems
yes.
of the word.
Yes.
Just to facilitate, to understand. Okay. Gunnlaugur segir að sumarið byrji vel. Gunnlaugur says that the summer starts well. Bændur tók upp fyrstu kartöflurnar 7. júli í Auðsholti. Farmers took up or picked up the first potatoes on the 7th of July in Auðsholt. That's one. If you go to the store, you know they're always marked where they're picked.
Yes, yes.
So you can look for Ölsalt if you like, or many, many places that produce the potatoes. And here it is, Sjönda Juli, because this happened on the 7th, therefore A in the end, Sjönda, accusative. Kartöflurnar voru ekki góðar í fyrra. The potatoes weren't good last year, or the quality wasn't good. Veðrið var vont. We had bad weather. Bændur breyttu því hvernig þeir vinna með kartöflurnar. The farmers changed how they work with the potatoes, or how they process, you could say, the potatoes. Þess vegna eru kartöflurnar betri núna. Therefore, the potatoes are better now. And of course the weather and many things. Gunnlaugur says, kartöflurnar eru viðkvæmar. The potatoes are fragile or delicate. Yeah, they need to be taken care of. Kartöflurnar geymast bara í nokkra daga. The potatoes can only be stored for a few days. Well, here maybe the simplified text is a bit oversimplified, that meaning after they have been harvested, you have to process them, you know, clean them well and so on, because after that they can be stored for quite a long time.
Yes.
But just after picking up, you have to be relatively quick. Það eru 700 grömm í hverjum poka. They put 700 grams in each bag. Pokarnir eru litlir, so the bags are relatively small.
Yes.
Þá minni hætta á að kartöflurnar skemmis, then we have less danger of that they rot, you could say, or go bad, the potatoes go bad. Bændur flokka allar kartöflur áður en þær fara í búðir. And the farmers, they categorize all the potatoes of the quality before they go to stores. And finally, Gunnlaugur ánægður með kartöflurnar. He is happy about the potatoes. Gunnlaugur segir að rauðu kartöflurnar séu mjög fallegar. He says that the red potatoes, it's the red variety, are very beautiful. Bændur vinna betur með kartöflurnar núna. The farmers work better in the process of the potatoes now. Það skiptir líka miklu máli hvernig kartöflurnar eru geymdar. It's also very important how the potatoes are stored. Kartöflurnar eru góðar fram á næsta sumar. And they are good until next summer.
And we'll have the same conversation again maybe next summer about that year's harvest.
This is every year's subject. When do the new potatoes come?
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for that as ever, Bjarni.
Yeah,
a link to all of that on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio and another episode of Oithskillith next week on Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.